You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Walking through the doors at the Royal Opera House is always a butterflies in the stomach moment for me. So much anticipation. It always feels like it will be a special night. And as I wait in the foyer to meet family or friends, I'm looking for them through crowds, wonderful crowds of people, all dressed up for their night out. I'm also people watching while I wait, because there's always something or someone interesting to look at. So I look, and I watch, and I wait for my special people to arrive. This place is also special. It's a marker for some of the key relationships in my life. In these red velvet seats from the amphitheatre to the stalls, I've experienced transcendent moments with those I'm closest to. Together with the people I love, I've experienced art that has made us laugh, smile, and shed tears. There is, for me, nowhere better to experience the beauty and power of music and dance. I love it because it's a place where the extraordinary is par for the course. I love it because it's where the pleasure to be found in art and supremely talented performers brings me to a place of human experience which is hard to put into words, so far is it beyond the day-to-day. When I was well, I lived for the moments when I could sit in this building and watch and listen. Perhaps what was most special was that this is not a lonely, but a collective experience. In the dark, on my velvet seat, I'm one of hundreds, perhaps thousands of human souls sharing a moment of great beauty that will never be repeated in exactly this way. Here, in this auditorium, I feel part of something beyond me, something bigger, and I feel alive.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and that was part of an audio message from Charlotte that features in the Mirror Box, an interactive social art installation from I Would Be There If I Could, co-created by people living with ME or long COVID. The artwork carries messages from people living with one of these conditions to places around the UK that they love but can no longer visit due to their illnesses. Mirror Box will begin a tour of the UK at the Royal Opera House in London before travelling to a number of other locations around the country. The audio messages are also available to listen to online as well. Alison Larkman, lived experienced artist and creator of I Would Be There If I Could and the Mirror Box project, joins me now to tell me more about this amazing and I think very thought-provoking project. Hi Alison, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thanks so much for having me on.
Firstly, Alison, do give me a little bit of background to I Would Be There If I Could and the Mirror Box project, where the project came from. And as I say, as I have listened to a few of the messages now, I do think the project chimes with me and I'm sure other visually impaired people.
Well, thank you. Well, the Mirror Box project initially came from my own experience. I have ME, which can mean I'm bedbound or housebound for sort of 5 or 6 months at a time. And during that time, I think, you know, many other people probably have similar experiences when you're removed from the world goes on without you, and you just wonder if anyone's realised you're not there anymore. And I used to think of the places I would go if I could. And one of them is the top of the escalators at Victoria Station. And it's, as you're up at the top, you can look down and there's lots of people swirling around and there's very bright lights and noise and, you know, people are rushing around. And it's a place that when you have ME and the condition leaves you without energy, with brain fog, with incredible sensitivity to light and sound, that's just not somewhere I could go at all. So it becomes this sort of place that you hold in your head. So the project started, I'm an artist and I haven't worked in this way before, but I decided to ask people, where would you be if you could? And all of these replies came back from people I know who also have ME. And it was for tiny things like just going to work or just being able to go to a shop or to the park. And it became a project where I had that question, where would you be if you could? And people could send in audio messages for places all over the UK. And we've made a map. So on our project website, you can explore the UK and hear all of these different voices and the stories and memories they have associated with a place that they can't be anymore. And then I thought it would be quite a simple thing, and I'm very wrong in that department, but I thought to build a mirrored phone box and to be able to place it exactly where someone had said they wanted to be. And for someone to be able to go inside and put a headset on and listen to that person, that one person's voice for that one message, and for a moment just stand in recognition that there would be someone else here if they could be. To me, that just felt so powerful, to connect one person to one person, to make them realise that where you're standing, there are so many people that are missing for whatever reason. And I would say long COVID and ME share very similar conditions, but I think this project speaks to wider people that just have that experience of being removed from the life they used to have, but they're still here. But somehow, you know, there's that disconnect of being able to get there. So the Mirror Box is taking these messages around the UK. It's taken a lot longer than I thought, but I'm just so pleased to be able to take these messages to a variety of places. There'll be cliff tops, museums, galleries, shopping centres, and slowly we're making our way to all of these places to honour that person. And for the people who are there, they can step inside, listen to the message, and then they can write a postcard back. And we send every single postcard back to the person who's, that's their chosen place. And recently we've done this so you can now do it digitally. So you can go on to the message map. And if a message chimes with you, you can write a digital postcard back to the message sender. So there's lots of ways to connect with someone who just isn't where they would be if they could.
And do give me a little bit of a flavour of some of the places that people have recorded audio messages about, because it sounds like there's a wide variety of different places, from cliff tops to the Royal Opera House and other places.
That's a really good point. The messages really surprised me when they came in, because I thought it would be for, I don't know, you know, I miss a local park. I used to go there. It was lovely. And it wasn't that at all. It was the most beautiful messages, really descriptive of people's lives and memories they had. And they're really for wonderful places. Someone just wants to go back to work. And so they've written a message for being back in work. And last year we took the Mirror Box to the top of Glastonbury Tor because someone wanted to go back there because that was a place that they held in their heart as somewhere they'd like to go. I still can't believe I persuaded the Mirror Box team to lug the Mirror Box up to the top of Glastonbury Tor, but they did. And so, we've got a few ones that will be tricky, like Penny Fan and a few, you know, Holy Island. That's a great message. But really, it's everything from wonderful memories to just ordinariness that people miss. And I really love the mixture of the two.
And I do think that many blind and partially sighted people like myself, who either have degenerative eye conditions or whose eyesight is starting to deteriorate, can really relate to this project. Because for me, there's places that, you know, sort of have very strong memories and images in my mind. But I do know a few friends who are trying to visit as many places as they can before they lose their sight. Was that something that was in your mind, thinking about the wider connection that the project might have with other people?
Yeah, very much so. And I think for me, what's important as an artist is to make the question, where would you be if you could, isn't actually saying, why aren't you here? And I think why aren't you here would be a list of kind of medical symptoms, you know, using myself as an example, but to invite someone to tell me a story, tell me about a memory, an experience, it becomes a sort of a project about wider human connection. And I think I very much welcome everyone who chimes with that to take part and to experience the messages. And who knows, with my fundraising enthusiasm, it would be wonderful to open up the project, you know, to wider conditions, definitely.
And what do you think the Mirror Box project can tell us about life, memories and the world around us too?
That's a really good question. I've been surprised so often by this project. And one of the things I think is so interesting is the response of the public that have gone into the Mirror Box to listen to messages. And when I initially tested it, I was very worried that people's postcards would be full of pity and medical suggestions, which is a great thing with, certainly with ME, everyone wants to know whether you've tried yoga and, you know, eating certain foods. And it's one of the most insulting things you can do, you know, is offer advice sometimes. And what the Mirror Box is offering is a chance for someone to listen. And I think in writing a postcard, it's not an immediate email, it's not a voice message back, but it's someone considering what would you say back to that person. And I was very armed and ready to throw, you know, many postcards in the bin that weren't going to get to the message sender because I don't want to, you know, sort of antagonize anything. I didn't throw a single postcard away. They were absolutely beautiful. There were pictures, people had written poetry, people had shared their own story. And it really made me realize that there is such an opportunity for people to empathize and understand by just having that moment to listen to what an experience might be like for someone else. So for me, I feel that's really the power behind the project, that it's a simple question and just an opportunity for people to listen.
And I suppose, as you say, people coming away with a bit more empathy for other people and maybe a bit of understanding about some of those conditions that people think, oh, I'm not sure what that's really about and how that affects somebody. So a bit more understanding, I suspect, as well, that people will get from the project.
Yes. And I think what's lovely is how many people have had conditions that are sort of similar or experiences that are similar that have also felt in writing back that they can share an experience. And I suppose it's the power of human connection, really.
Yeah, and I suppose that understanding and kindness as well, and people actually, you know, relating to it. And it is a project that you want people to interact with. As you say, you want people to write postcards and make contact with the people who've left the audio messages as well.
Yes, yeah. And I think what's lovely is that it isn't putting people at sort of two ends of a spectrum. It's not saying you don't have this experience, I own it, and I want you to hear everything that, you know, I've experienced. It's a very gentle way of, you know, through story and through memories, it's a very gentle way of realizing that people are quite similar and they will have similar experiences and the shared love of a place like the Royal Opera House that I think will bring a lot of people together just through that experience.
And I think that's the beauty of audio, isn't it? Because audio can take you to places that, you know, in your mind, you know, from listening to Charlotte's message about the Royal Opera House, but other messages, I can just put myself in their shoes in many ways. And that's the beauty of it, I think.
Yes. And I must say, it is an honour to receive a message where someone has been so generous with sharing their memories and their experiences of, you know, parts of their life or of a place. You know, I really feel it's quite an honour to take these voices to the places they won't ever be.
Yeah, because it's almost as if, as you say, you're taking them there and there's going to be, you know, one might say a sort of spiritual connection maybe, you know, to that place and taking them back to a place that they're probably not going to be able to get back to, but their memory will be there in many ways, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. And I do think, you know, with ME and long COVID, there are people who recover, but there are people that don't. So it's just that recognition that for that moment in time to understand an experience someone else has had, that's often invisible and can't be seen, feels very valuable.
So finally, Alison, where can people go to find out more about the Mirror Box? It's UK tour. Listen to the audio messages online if they would like to, and also get involved in the project too.
So the project website has a map and also a library, so you can search for messages by, you know, themes. For example, you might want to go for parks or football stadiums or, you know, holidays people have liked. You can search that way. And we also have where the Mirror Box is going. And for each place, we have information about the place. We do an accessibility audit beforehand, so there's access reports there, just so that anyone who is considering going can have as much information as possible. And the website address where you can find all that information is www.iwouldbeheereifikould.com. The Mirror Box journey will be starting with the Royal Opera House. We're going to Brighton, we're going to Whitby, to Robin Hood's Bay, to Thornton Heath Leisure Centre in Croydon, and also the Tate Modern Cafe.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Alison, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Mirror Box project, which is well worth a visit if you can make it to one of the locations or just visit and listen to the audio messages online, as it is a very thought-provoking project too.
Thank you. It's been lovely to talk to you about it today.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.